It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. I'm Walt Lindela. As we continue on this morning together, I'm joined in the studio now by a longtime friend of the program is Dr. Aaron Kollwitz, who is conductor of the Marquette Choral Society. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me today. You put the word out from the Choral Society that now is the time that if you're interested in getting involved, to get involved. What's going on?
Yeah, we are registering for our fall semester. Fall 2026. This series of concerts happens at the end of the semester, so that would be December 5th and 6th are our performances. People usually like to know that before going in. But yeah, we're looking forward to a really fun semester of singing and learning and growing and all that good stuff.
Who are you looking for? Who's this call out to?
So obviously this is a community chorus. Anyone can join. There is no official audition per se. If you are in need of sort of some guidance in terms of what voice part you sing, I am more than happy to vocalize people a little bit on those first couple weeks and just figure out where you sit. The nice thing about the Choral Society is we usually have about 150 singers, so there's safety in numbers.
Yes, yes, there is.
And we want you to come out and give it a shot. If you're ever curious about singing or singing in a chorus, this is the time.
I'm sure that there's people that have done it in their past. They like doing it and they come back and they do it for another season. But let's talk a little bit to somebody that's listening here today that says, oh, I don't really think it's for me. What do you tell them? What do you say to them?
Well, you just really have to have a curious mind, I guess. There's really no such thing as a perfect singer or even really a bad singer. It's all about how much you're willing to sort of learn. And that's part of my job, I feel, as a community chorus conductor, is that I am here to teach you how to read music, how to understand the notes, understand the directions given in the music, and also how to use your voice, which can, of course, transfer over into many other things.
So let's talk about it. What is the process of getting registered to sign up to get involved with the Marquette Choral Society?
It's really easy. As I said, there's no formal audition. So you just show up on the first couple weeks of rehearsal. So we rehearse every Monday night from 7 to 9, starting on August 24th. So that syncs up with the NMU school semester, because this is technically a course that I teach, but it's an interesting kind of hybrid because it's also a community course. So we do have students. So Monday, August 24th is our first registration date. That'll open at 6 p.m. Rehearsal starts around 7 p.m. And then from there, we usually have 3 weeks where we register people.
Where is the registration? Where is this happening?
Right outside of the choir room at Northern Michigan University. So we rehearse in Thomas Fine Arts 250, which is basically my classroom, standard choral classroom.
Sure. We're talking here with Dr. Aaron Kollwitz, who is conductor of the Marquette Choral Society this morning. The word is that there is a call out for you to get involved. So Aaron, let's kind of recap it. What do people need to do? Where do they need to be? He struggled to say. What is the process?
Well, you certainly do not have to be an accomplished singer. We want to make sure that that is very clear. You know, we want you to just be curious and be willing to come to rehearsals and learn some things. Basically, we start on Monday, August 24th. Registration opens right outside the choir room. There's a big lobby there in Thomas Fine Arts. And you'll see all of the necessary tables by our amazing board members there, ready to take your money and give you music and get your info. And that will happen every Monday for 3 weeks. So with the exception, I should say, of Labor Day.
I do want to say that that does bear mentioning that you say take the money. There are some expenses with the music and all of that kind of stuff to have this administratively done. You said 150 some people.
Right.
So all of this costs a little bit of money. So there is a fee, but it's not too much. So it's $70 or something?
$70. Yeah. Yep. So that, and you keep your music. So as you probably know, prices are going up and shipping is expensive. So when we order the music, we do that for you, but we give you the music and you keep it. So you pay us $40 for music and $30 for the registration fee.
So the Marquette Choral Society wants to hear from you. And if you want to get involved, you have to be there on Monday, the 24th. Fourth is the first one. If people want to find out a little more info about the Marquette Choral Society, what's your website?
You can go to marquettechoralsociety.org. You can also email me at my NMU work email address. I'm pretty good about checking that. Mm-hmm. There's a website. There's a Facebook page with all of that information. Also, the Mining Journal should have the information, and the Marquette Monthly as well.
Very good. Dr. Aaron Kollwitz, conductor of the Marquette Choral Society, joining me here this morning to encourage you to become a member of the Marquette Choral Society. As always, a pleasure having you in, and thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right. If you missed any of this interview, look for highlights at our website at sunny.fm.